tensions between demonstrators and Philadelphia police have escalated since protests first began on Saturday. They reached a boiling point on Monday when police tear gassed a group of protesters that blocked the Vine Street expressway. But on Tuesday, things cooled off a bit. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports while there were still some tense moments, there was less confrontation and maybe even a little fun.
At first, the loud whoops and yells from near City Hall sounded like a clash between police and protesters. Not quite. It was actually the sound of on-duty officers shooting a basketball into a full-sized hoop set up by a group of protesters. Stefania Ergomlitz had been dragging the hoop around all day for anyone who wanted to play.
We've been trying to play police, get them to join in, you know, maybe break the tension a little bit. I love my city, you know, so I got to take care of it. I'm trying to do it the best way I know how, which is through basketball.
Later, at the art museum, as a group of protesters demanded a line of police take a knee, high school senior Marvin Henson posed in cap and gown while his mother snapped his graduation photos. He said he wanted the protest as a backdrop for the pictures because it represents his high school experience.
Living in the city of Philadelphia, I do deal with everything that people are protesting for today. So especially like with 2020 and everything coming together the way it did, just spreading the message, basically, and celebrating my final year of high school.
As the group of protesters made their way from the art museum back to City Hall, they brought their own soundtrack. Someone blasted the Cupid Shuffle from a speaker on wheels, and later, protesters played Tupac Shakur's Changes and did a line dance facing the police. If you looked closely enough, you could tell that from behind their riot gear and masks, a few police officers were cracking smiles. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.